The parsha this morning teaches us a lesson that we learn over and over and over again in life, and yet, every time we learn it, it seems to surprise us. Invariably, we will discover, as we read the news day to day, that somebody who is gifted in one way or another, in sports, in literature, in music, in politics, turns out not to be a nice guy. And we're always shocked. How could this sports hero be a cruel person? How could it be that somebody who's a gifted journalist, as is currently unfolding in Britain, could do something so horrendously awful as to hack the phone and delete the messages of an abducted child? How could a person do such a thing? After all, presumably, if somebody is a gifted journalist and they're gifted with words and they can report stories, they must have a conscience. And yet, the Jewish people learned a long time ago that giftedness and conscience had no relation to one another. That Wagner may have been a genius, but he was a monster. And the fact that he wrote magnificent music, if you like Wagner's music, and not everybody does, as Mark Twain said, Wagner's music is better than it sounds. But if you like his music, it doesn't change the fact that as a human being, his anti-Semitism was one of the springs of Nazi anti-Semitism. And we learn this from this morning's Parsha. According to the rabbis, Bil'am, the prophet, was a greater prophet than Moses. Now, can you imagine the rabbi saying that? But what they're talking about is native talent. Because presumably, prophetic talent, like musical talent or any other talent, is a gift that you're given and can develop. And so they said, Bil'am was supremely gifted. He was the Michael Jordan, or Chas v'Chalila, the Kobe Bryant. My point is made, of prophecy. And yet, he used it, or at least sought to use it, to destroy Israel. And he did it for money. So he was a great talent that put his gifts for hire in order to do whatever it was that the most powerful or the most wealthy patron would bid him to do. And when he goes out to destroy Israel, part of the point of the story of having him stopped by a talking donkey is to show that giftedness alone doesn't create wisdom. And you can be the best at something and still be an idiot. And that's what Bil'am was. So that God merely turned his power around and gave him the ability to bless Israel, and so gifted was Bil'am that we still use his words, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov. Because he had the ability. He was extravagantly gifted. He just wasn't good. Given goodness, he could do beautiful things. And so we always have to remember that whether someone is good or bad is in a different category from whether they're skilled or unskilled. And not to confuse the two, that because somebody happens to have an ability in whatever field, it means that they will necessarily use that ability for goodness, for godliness, for blessing. We learn the lesson over and over and over again. We learn it this morning in Parshat Balak, but it is easy to forget. So, especially with your children, make sure that they understand that when they worship someone, they're worshiping the skill and not the person, because the person can be very different from the impression that they make on a basketball court or in a concert hall. And we, as the Jewish people, as Matthew Arnold said long ago, we believe not in the holiness of beauty, but in the beauty of holiness. We learn that from Balak, Bil'am, Moshe, from the Torah, and from every morning newspaper.